It has been a good minute since our last podcast episode, but I am coming back strong with much needed improvements. I will tell you about that and much more right here on the ABC Podcast. You can most certainly tell the differences, and just by that new theme music, all the different things that have changed. I will say that, for one, of course, you heard the new theme music. Number two, I got a new microphone, and this one is much better than the last one. It is a lot more convenient to use. It is much more versatile, I guess is the word, and I think it's going to do a good job of it. It definitely sounds clearer in the sound quality department, and I personally like it. I have been testing it out, and we'll see how it goes. So I hope you like it too, but like I said, it's much better, and the quality as well. I got a whole bunch of new studio equipment here to use, and I plan on fully using it on podcasts. Don't plan on holding back at all, so that should be bringing some upgrades to the quality and to just the overall experience, and so I'm very thankful for that. I know it's been a couple months now since I've recorded a podcast because my last mic went out and just the equipment malfunctioned. I think my adapter broke. My sound adapter broke, so I got a new one, and I thought might as well, while I'm at it, you know, just get a new microphone overall, and so I think all that together, put together, is going to be a big help. So let's get right into things. I'll tell you that I'm very thankful for this new mic and this new sound equipment, and speaking of thankful, Thanksgiving is upon us, as you very well know. But one of the things I've noticed about Thanksgiving is that it gets overlooked a lot of the time. You know, a lot of people tend to skip right over Thanksgiving and go to Christmas. People say, you know, Thanksgiving's kind of boring. Yeah, we'll get together, we'll watch a football game, we'll gather around the table and we'll eat some food, but, I mean, it's nothing to make a big deal about, right? A lot of people don't realize what it means, and I'm not going to go through and be your whole history teacher here and go through the whole history lesson behind the pilgrims and them coming to the New World and throwing a harvest party, essentially, but also a time of Thanksgiving and the importance behind that. I'm not going to go into all that and tell you about that because you probably know the story anyway. But it is important that we take time to be thankful for that which we have. And it is vital that we do that, especially at this time. But I'm not saying that just to say that we should be thankful just at Thanksgiving. That's the mistake a lot of people make. They say, oh, it's the month of November. We're in November the 20th. We're in the 20s of November. I guess I should start being thankful right now. Well, the truth is that you should be thankful all year round. It's just that it's now more than other times that the thankfulness is expressed. And there's nothing wrong with taking time to, I guess, capitalize on Thanksgiving at this time. It is important that we do it all year, but it is good that we do it, especially now. So I'm going to go ahead and get a verse pulled up here. It is important to, and you know, once again, I'm not saying that that you should necessarily go and list. I'm sure you'll be asked to at some point or another, whether it's around the table at the Thanksgiving meal or whether it be, I don't know, some kind of family gathering or at your church, giving things that we're thankful for. But it is important. I noticed that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Now, I kind of notice, because as human beings, we tend to, we love to give thanks to God for the good things that happen. Oh, you know, and part of that is the Thanksgiving tradition, having a Thanksgiving dinner. There's so much to, and I'm not going to lie, I love Thanksgiving dinner. Thanksgiving dinner is one of my favorite things. you know, the turkey, the mashed potatoes, the dressing, the stuffing, whatever you call it, all the different foods, cranberries, all the pies, the casseroles, everything is amazing. But is that the only time when we're thankful? Is that the only time when we give thanks to God, when we really express our thanks? Is that the only time? And you know, I just talked about how we should give thanks throughout the year. I'm not saying necessarily as far as the date goes. I'm talking about what our circumstances are. It's easy to give thanks when you're at the dinner table with your family and you have this huge meal being passed around. You know, you're handing around plates. Give something you're thankful for. You get the turkey plate. I'm thankful for turkey and pass that. Oh, I'm thankful for mashed potatoes. I'm thankful for for cranberries. Yeah, and pumpkin pie. I'm really thankful for that one. Yeah. It's easy to be thankful for that kind of stuff, and it's really easy to be thankful when you have a lot of good things. But what about in the hard times? You think, well, that's ridiculous. Why would I thank God for the hard times? Well. And it's a very, you know, I hesitate to say overused verse, but it almost becomes cliche in this way. You probably know where I'm going with this. It is Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. It does not say, and we know that some things work together for good, or that favorable things work together for good. It says that all things work together for good. You say, how is that possible? How can that be? How can everything be for our good? There's good times and there's bad times. People say all the time there's ups and downs in life. And I'm not denying that necessarily. But we say a lot of times it's so hard to be thankful. But here's the key. The key in that verse is not all things work together for good. What's important in that verse and the whole reason why everything turns out for our good is the phrase right after that, to them that love God. It all comes down to how close you are to God. It all comes down to how close you are to him, how much you trust him. You know, we may not fully understand, and when I say that, I mean ever. You know, some songs and some people say, oh, you know, farther along down the road, you'll understand why you went through this trouble. That's not necessarily true. You may never understand in this life why you have to go through something, why God put you through something. It's not that you get an explanation that counts towards your thankfulness, towards how thankful you are for a particular circumstance. It's how close you are to God and how much, in turn, how much you trust God to carry you through. And I know it's not necessarily the same context. It's more of a more of a withstanding temptation type thing. But I guess you could also apply this verse here in 1 Corinthians 10:13. I'll skip down to, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. My youth pastor says that it's important to realize that God, a lot of people say, oh, God will never give you more than you can handle. Well, that's not necessarily true, because at that point, if he never gives you more than you can handle, then you're never going to see a need and in turn never see God as provider. He will give you more than you can handle because he wants to show you that he is all you need. He wants to show you that he's the one that's going to pull you through the hard time. And it's important to realize that even though it says here that God will never tempt you above that you're able, God is always the way out. God is the way that you can escape from whatever it is. And that's the truth. That's the way that God intended it to be. He wants to be your way out. It just depends on how close to God you are, how close to him you are, and how much you trust him. Because as you get closer to God and get to know him better, then that's when you'll be able to trust him more with more and more of your life. It's not going to be easy to just one day wake up and say, hey, you know what? I trust God fully with my life. I put it fully into it. It's getting to know him more, getting to know him more. You wouldn't just let somebody borrow a large sum of cash that you don't know. You have to see that they're trustworthy first. And that's what you're doing with God too. You're waking up every morning, you're spending time with him, and as you grow closer to him, you'll see that he's more trustworthy. And when you see that he's more trustworthy, you'll trust him with more. And in turn, even through the hard times when things get tough, even when it seems that, you know what, that looks kind of, you know, that looks kind of like, kind of doubtful. You're kind of skeptical about it because of how it is. But when you're closer to God, you learn to trust him, that nothing is out of his control, and that he controls everything, and that he's going to be your way out. So all that to say that it's important to be thankful. It's important to be thankful for everything. You know, and being thankful is more than just saying thank you. Being thankful is more than just saying, oh, thanks, and then moving on with your life. That could just be you saying that in a very empty way. You could be nothing by that. You could just be trying to be nice or trying to be polite by that statement. So when you really express thanks, you will it's more than just saying thank you. It's an attitude. It's an appreciation. And once again, I can't be inside your head. I can't control your attitude, and nobody else really can. You're the only one that can control that. But true thanksgiving is out of your heart. It's not just out of your mouth. True thanksgiving is a true appreciation. Taking time to contemplate. And I sound like that high school or college teacher that says, you know what, tomorrow is your Thanksgiving, or your Sunday school teacher or whatever, and tomorrow's Thanksgiving. You should take X and X amount of time to think about and be grateful for everything that has happened, everything that we're thankful for. I'm not going to be that person that says that, but do realize that it's something you have to do. It's something that everybody individually has to truly be thankful for. You know, there's nothing wrong with saying thank you. I'm not saying that there is something wrong, and by no means am I saying don't say it. I'm just saying that when you're going to be thankful, be thankful, be truly thankful. Be thankful to God. And I got on that a little bit earlier about being thankful even in the hard times. And there's a reason they call them hard times, because it's hard to be thankful. It is very hard to give thanks to God for all that. And I also said that we may never understand the side of heaven, why God puts us through different things. But being thankful that God is in control. Maybe you can't thank God for the circumstances. Maybe it's hard for you to completely be thankful for something that happened because it's so hard. But we should be thankful, at least, that God is in control, that God has everything in his hands, that God is there to guide you along, to give you that assurance. Whatever circumstances come, it doesn't matter the circumstances, because your God is bigger than whatever comes your way. God is bigger than anything you're ever going to face. And that's the comfort. That's the really thankful part, you know. It's not necessarily the circumstances themselves that we want to be thankful for. It's seeing God as provider. If you never have a need, you're never going to see God as provider. You will never see God as your provider until you have a need. And when he comes through, then guess what that does? That just boosts your trust in him even more. I said that a relationship with God is going to grow your trust in him. But another way to grow the trust in God is through experience, through seeing him provide, through seeing him come through. And then so that way when the next test comes around and it's a bigger test of your faith, then you'll be more prepared for it, because you've seen God already work. And then it's a cycle. It keeps going. So it's important to give thanks not only for the good things, which, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be thankful for the good things by any means. I don't want you to get that from this at all. What I'm trying to say is that the good things aren't the only things that we should give thanks for, according to the Bible. That's not my words. That's in the Bible. In everything, give thanks. Not just in the good times. In everything, give thanks. Why? Because it's for our good. It's for our good, because we have a good God. We have a good God. If you can't, if you're trying to argue with me on that statement, then you might want to consider where your faith is at. We serve a good God. God is good. And, you know, I say all this like God is some tyrant that's just waiting to zap us if we do wrong. God will chastise us when we do wrong. But that's not the kind of guy, excuse me, that's not the kind of God that God is. God is not there. He's loving. He's loving. He wants everything for our good. He wants everything to do that. Remember, we're still his children. I say through all this, I say that we are still God's children, and that he still loves us despite all of what we do, and which is the even greater part of us being thankful. It's even more of a reason to be thankful to God, just because of how much he loves us, because of who he is, not because based on what we are. If his love were based on what we are, we'd be losing that fight every day. So thank God today. Thank God for, take time, do it from your heart. Like I said, true thankfulness, true gratefulness comes from your heart and not your mouth. Don't thank God for something if you're not really thankful for it. Be genuinely thankful. Find the things that you're genuinely thankful for that God puts in your life. Whether you think, oh, it's a good thing, that's the easiest ones to be thankful for, or you say, I'm not so fond of this. You know, it's all for our good, because we have a good God. Appreciate you listening to this podcast episode today. If you did enjoy it, please do subscribe for more. And definitely, if you think it's going to be a help to somebody else, go ahead and don't hesitate to hit the share button down below to share it to somebody else. Also, if you did enjoy it today, I would greatly appreciate it if you could hit 5 stars down below and comment your thoughts down in the ratings section below. Thank you for joining me today here in the studio. God bless you. Have a good one. I will see you next time.